I don't think I put on makeup in 6 months. Sorry,
Chris. I shaved for everybody today, so.
Thank you.
Showered in shade, so.
Well, look at it. I did my hair and left it down, so.
Right?
I tried, too.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Gen X Stories, a podcast about how the so-called lost generation found itself. We are your hosts, Eve, Courtney, Lori, and Chris. And on today's episode, we're going to try a fun one, celebrity crushes, ones that gave us some hard eyes back in the day, and maybe ones we still have hall passes for right now. We're going to talk about all that stuff and also get some input from our Facebook group because they actually helped us pick this topic. So on with the show. Hi, guys.
Hi, Eve. Hi, everyone.
Hey, Eve.
Guys.
It has to be noted, when Courtney logged on, there was no Courtney. It was just her screen and her mic. We thought there was a joke. But now she's here.
Curled up in a fetal position under her desk with the way that the news is going to.
Which
but
is
I'm not going
to
go dark. Yeah.
No, but not with that. I think, you know, we know that there's a lot of shit going on in the world. And I think that the cool part about this is that we can choose what we're going to talk about. Knowing us, we'll probably go off, which is cool. Mention the Facebook group. So we had a bunch of topics that we thought about and threw them out on Facebook to see what people said. Celebrity crushes was one of them. It would be interesting to sort of see who were you crushing on as a kid and why. I think we can maybe start there. So last time, I think we started with Lori. I think we're going to start with Courtney this time. Did you have a crush as a kid? Like, I mean, when you think about crushes, celebrity crushes, you see them on movies, you saw them on TV. I guess you'd see them or hear them in music. But was there one that sort of stuck out for you?
Ryan.
Yeah.
From 16 Candles.
Yeah.
Well, Jake Ryan is Jake Ryan.
He's the benchmark for all girls' sweet dreams.
So Michael, what is his name? Is Michael Schaffling? Schaffling?
Yeah, don't make
somebody, you know that Jake Ryan just turned 60, right?
60?
60.
Wow.
60. And he's also like some sort of carpenter in like Northern Maine or something. I don't know if I
even
got the right state.
Oh my God.
He's a little reclusive. So there aren't a lot of pictures of him. Someone found a picture of him and it's like.
Axe and knows how to work a hammer. I mean.
Yeah, but Court, I think you'd be disappointed now.
He can just live in your memory and
that's right.
Imagination.
He can stay the age he was in 16 Candles.
So did you like him because of what he stood for or because he was cute as fuck?
I liked the fact that that story represented a lot of sort of Cinderella stories, right? Mm. So you had the girl who wasn't the prettiest girl, who wasn't the smartest girl, who wasn't the most popular girl, but she was a nice girl and she looked out for other people and she took a lot of shit from her family, from her friends.
Yep.
There's some very questionable things, I think, in today's eyes, if you look at that movie, especially with the whole underwear hostage thing. But she stays true and she supports her sister in the wedding and she supports her family and she does what she's supposed to do, really, even though she's not been treated very well. And at the end of it, she gets her wish and her wish is to have a date with Jake. And it turns out Jake's a nice guy.
Is he?
And
is he? I don't know if he is.
Yes, he is. Back off, bitch. So
I said nothing.
He not only doesn't take advantage of his very drunk blonde girlfriend.
Someone else did.
No, he doesn't take advantage of her. He actually
no, he just pawned her off.
You know, he says, get her home safely and don't do anything. Like, he tells them what to do.
Lori is losing her shit.
And
back to how good he is. How else good was Jake Ryan?
Hey, you asked me my fantasy.
This is your crush. They're talking about your crush. You got Jake Ryan. Tell us more.
So anyway, that's Jake Ryan. So to me, it felt like a Cinderella story. And as a geeky kid with the bad haircut and braces, it was perfect. Yes. So like, I felt like I fit the Molly Ringwald character. I felt like it wouldn't be nice if someone cute like that in my school noticed me. I just thought it would fulfill a lot of different young girl idealism. But let's be honest, that's movies. So there's a whole other level with General Hospital. So you got John Stamos playing.
Oh yeah,
he was like the naughty one with a motorcycle and a rock band. And then there was
Rick Springfield.
I was not into Rick. I'm sorry. I know. I did.
Oh, Lars Lissig.
I know.
I'm just going to take a
but
nap.
But Jack Wagner
for about 5 minutes. So
we're going to come back to you because you're
Chris. We'll ping
I
you.
I know nothing about General.
So Jack Wagner. Wait. No. But this is the thing.
Jack Wagner
played Frisco Jones.
Frisco.
And
oh my God. Really? That was his character's name?
Because he was.
Yeah, it's a soap opera, Chris.
Oh my God.
And so he sang a song called All I Need.
Oh, I remember that.
Don't make me sing it, but it's like, all I need is a little more time just to show you how I feel.
Mom.
I'll wait for you and we'll be together.
Okay, wait. Did you look it up or do you really still know the lyrics?
I sing it with Craig.
And did the neighbors call the police when they heard things like this? Call the authorities. There's schmaltz coming from the next house.
Actually, wait, that came out really wrong. No, we sing it as a joke. We sing it as a joke. We sing a lot of funny 80s songs all the time. That's our shtick.
Jake Ryan had a lot of people crushing on him, especially when we posted it on the Facebook group. And it made me wonder what it was about that. Certainly it isn't where he went after that. Because he didn't do much after that.
He wore a sweater vest. Come on, people. That's not to love. And jeans.
But he had the hair. Hair. And he had
those smoldering eyes, too.
Yes, and the Porsche.
They had the long lashes. Guys have long lashes and don't need mascara. It's really annoying.
He was wearing mascara. It's a movie. He was all made looking great.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
I'm not going to tear down your crushes. Just
I work at this school. I can tell you that's how it works.
So, Lori, when you saw that post on Jake Ryan, was he one of yours or no?
I was talking about this with one of my besties, and one of her first ones was Jake Ryan. So, Maria, this is a call out to you.
And what were you talking to Maria about?
I was talking about that we were going to have this conversation, okay. And she gave me her list as well. So I have somehow slide those in.
Okay.
But Jake Ryan, she definitely brought up.
Okay.
And, I mean, of course, we all love Jake Ryan. It's just that 40 years later, when you look at it, you're like,
doesn't hold up as well.
It was a little.
That's true about all.
It totally is.
Yeah,
it totally is. We're just giving you a bad time.
That's not necessarily true, because I would argue that some people, and I'll use this person as an example, like Annie Potts or Holly Hunter, have always had that sort of adorable, crushy quality about them, even now to this day. I mean, from the time, you know, back in the 70s and 80s, they were just fantastic and talented and, you know, intriguing. And they're just, if not even more so today.
Rob Lowe is still good looking.
I want to just clarify. I wasn't just saying that they're looking. They're intriguing, they're talented, and they're just wonderful people too, as well as easy to look at. I mean, they're beautiful women. So they shoot Young Sheldon where I work, and Annie Potts is on that show. And she looks amazing, and she's unbelievably charming and kind. And you see her around at Starbucks on the lot, and she's just delightful.
But see, that brought up an interesting point, because one of my questions, and you actually jumped right into it. Did you fall? I mean, maybe you're not representing all men, so we're just going to let you represent yourself. Fall for the hot girls or the adorkable geeky girls? Because it sounds like you just mentioned two adorkable women who still are adorkable.
Right. I probably more the adorable dorkables, but I think there's one thing that we need to clarify amongst ourselves. And one is sort of the idea of a crush as like a pure sweetness, like when you were 11 and you were a kid who liked the Backstreet Boys or whatever. And then there's the post-hormonal crush that happens to all of us. And for particularly in the 70s and the 80s, if you think about what was on television, if you think about the type of movies, if you think about the posters that were...
Fawcett, aren't you?
I'm not going there. I'm just said posters in general. But if you think about that, you could... to sort of tap into that hormonal young male kind of thing, it's as easy as throwing like a garbage can at the side of a barn. All you have to do is go bling, and then you just like have half of them just walking around going, you know, with their voice changing. I think there's a distinction between those two things. And I don't know if people have those sort of earlier kind of, as like, who is the woman who was in one of those Witch Mountain ones? She was a girl at the time. She was a young girl.
Oh, she was she's one of the Hilton sisters.
What?
Not the younger version. The Kylie Richards.
What?
Something, yeah, Richards. No, it's something. Kim Richards.
Kim Richards, but she's my sister.
Whoa, whoa, Kim Richards. We're not talking about the housewife Kim Richards.
Is she on that now? Oh, she's on that?
Yes. She's a Beverly Hills housewife, and she's not aged well.
But do you guys remember it was like
I do. Escape
from Witch Mountain? I think it came out in, like, it was a Disney movie, came out in probably like 74 or 76 or something
definitely.
Like that. And
crush on her?
She was cute. She was just like this sweet, and she was from outer space. So that was kind of cool. And as a kid, I'm like 8 years old. I'm like, oh, I really like to meet. She's adorable. You don't even know what you're doing until, you know, you're solid into your 30s, for Christ's sake. But yeah, I mean, that's the distinction, is that was just sort of a pure, there's nothing hormonal coming from that, because the things haven't even fired. Then I think there were crushes that happened after. Or
tell us one of those. We want to know one of the hormonal ones. So we've heard about the sweet one. We really, you're.
Well, I'm going old school here. I love Mary Tyler Moore. Just, you know, they had reruns.
Give me a fucking break.
What are you talking about?
It's like dating your mother. It's having a crush on your mother, for God's sakes. I mean, pick someone of the 80s.
No, in Chicago, where I grew up on WGN, which is sort of the local superstation, they used to run reruns of the old Dick Van Dyke Show. And she was just a
even
more motherly. I mean,
she was hot.
She was just funny.
So you're
and
having
she
a crush
was,
on a married woman who's old enough to be your mother. I'm just saying.
No, that's true. But this segues into another just a little bit of a story.
Go ahead.
When I was back working in New York, and she was on Letterman, and I got into the elevator, and she was in there, and she was just married, and she said, "Can I ask you something?" I said, "Of course." And she proceeded to tell me two dirty jokes and wanted to know which one she should tell Dave on air. And I was just so shocked. Like, here's sweet Mary from the old Dick Van Dyke Show and the Mary Tyler Moore Show just telling me these foul jokes in the elevator. And I'm just like, the second one? And she's like, "Thanks, sweetheart." And then left, got out of the elevator. But she was just a charming person. Charming.
Did she tell the second one?
I think she did, but I think I have to go back and look at the episode, but I think Dave sort of like knew it was coming and he just started to push it away because he never liked that kind of stuff. But she was delightful.
Did it change your opinion of her, your crushedness, worthiness when you heard that sweet old Mary Tyler Moore had two dirty jokes in her pocket?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, I have another sort of classic. And again, Courtney, don't give me any shit for this because she's adorable and she was an American treasure. A worldwide treasure, Audrey Hepburn, who was just, you know,
classic,
just invulnerable and just did a lot of great things. And I think the world
an icon,
an icon. Yes, that was my
an icon of artistry and humanity. Because
yes, I agree. So you're not going to berate me for that one. You can't.
Not now.
Fair for that one.
I asked this question again in the Facebook group, and almost everybody who responded first were women, and everyone had their thing. And then the one guy who had said something to me first, my friend Andrew Silverman, Courtney and I went to school with him, loved Winona, Heather's Winona. And then he started to say, "Am I the only cis male who's going to say anything about our crushes?" And then all of a sudden there were some guys, one of whom who said that, how did he put it? He said, "If you're considering that era," this was Craig Sonino, "if you're considering that era, you could probably put Heather Thomas and Catherine Bach at the top of my list." And he shared a picture of the poster that he had in her bikini on her wall.
Who's Heather Thomas?
She was on TJ. No,
Blonde. Her. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I was one of them. But that's
Heather Thomas and Heather Locklear often.
Yeah,
but also Blonde in bikinis on the wall. That's kind of what I expected from Chris. You're very educated and very sort of enlightened.
I'm not trying. No, I'm being honest.
So all right. So if I'm gonna follow along with Chris's pre-post,
okay,
Donny Osmond.
Oh, yeah, he was pure as fuck.
And the Donnie and Marie show, my room was purple, but I was so embarrassed to tell my dad why I wanted purple because I had a crush. So I don't remember what I said, but I was just like, I have to have it purple. And I sat in front of the television watching the Donnie and Marie show, swoony.
But when you watched Donnie and Marie, did you like them equally or did you sort of discount Marie and focus on Donnie?
You're planning to kill her, weren't you?
No, I thought, that's the kind of stuff I watched, you know.
That's what everybody watches.
Right.
That's very edgy in Utah, by the way.
Puppy love, yes. And then let's see.
Hormonal pick. I'm going to know.
Rick Springfield.
Oh, I knew that one.
Yeah, you knew that. Charlie Sheen.
Oh, the bad boy.
Really?
Yeah, Charlie Sheen. And then he got crazy. So this is pre-crazy.
Right.
But what did you see them in? What did you see him in that was pre-crazy that he was
Ferris Bueller.
But he's crazy in Ferris Bueller.
No, I meant his real crazy life. You know, pre-Tiger blood and all that.
And the coke and the hookers.
Well, I just thought he was sexy and good looking. And he was a great actor at one point.
Well, I have to remember, you don't find out till much, much later that he's the son of Martin Sheen. I guess I knew he was that. I didn't know that Emilio.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So, and I love Martin Sheen, but it was kind of like, okay, he's got, you know, can't be far from the tree. He fell far from the tree.
He fell hard.
Although, you know, he was a great actor like his father. Wow. And then he wasn't.
And Emilio married Paula Abdul, didn't he?
No, I think that was Emilia. When I was back in high school, I got this great gig. They shot this movie called Lucas. I don't know if anybody
knows. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they shot it in the area where I grew up. And I happened to hook up with the art or the set decorator with that. I happened to meet the set decorator, and she was looking for people to do, like, to decorate this.
Don't pause there. Looking for people to do Courtney's job, right?
Yeah, just give me a little bit of a shoulder on this as I'm traveling down the highway. And they needed people to do high school type of artwork and also paint murals. So I got hired to do that, and I also got to be as an extra in the movie. But I think if I'm recalling, like, Charlie Sheen was in that movie, Winona Ryder was in that movie. Who was on the blonde woman in 30 Rock? I think she was in that movie.
Another goofy.
She was in Ally McBeal too.
Yeah. So it was fun, but it was a smaller movie. It wasn't a Hughes movie or anything like that. Corey Haim was in it.
I never had a crush on him. For some reason, Haim, that just didn't. Yeah. I mean, I'll share one of my crushes. We'll come back.
I was going to say, you're up.
I'm up. It was Christian Slater.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Christian Slater specifically, not in Heathers, because he was really evil in Heathers. And he was hot, but it was Pump Up the Volume. Someone just posted something on the Facebook group about how underrated that movie was. And frankly, you guys may not know this, the tagline for this show used to be Talk Hard because of that. Because there was something about it. I don't know. It was maybe the bad boy, the misunderstood boy. Like Jake Ryan, like if I had to split crushes, I had to split them in the ones that I thought were hot, which were totally inaccessible to me ever. And then the geeky boys who I connected with. And those weren't always, I mean, Christian Slater, I guess we can look back and say he was sort of movie star-ish, but he was not. He wasn't Jake Ryan. He was smart. He was
connected with them on that level.
Disturbed. He was challenged.
The dark boy. That's what you're talking about. Yeah. The broody dark boy is what you're talking about.
Then you probably had a crush on James Spader too.
I didn't. Oh, yes. I didn't. You know why? There was another meme out there that you can tell in any 80s movie who the asshole is by the way he wore his sweater around his neck. And he did that in one of the movies and I was done. But no, he was a dick in Pretty in Pink. He was the bad boy.
Yeah.
So the bad boy had to be just misunderstood, but at his heart, a good boy.
A good person, but misunderstood. So like John Cusack.
Yes. Yes.
Say anything.
That moment too. But if I had to rank them, I think Christian Slater in the basement on a mic.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Eat Me, Beat Me girl. Mm-hmm. Again, another adorkable girl sort of. And then you guys will laugh at me. But in prep for this, I watched a couple movies. And today I watched Footloose.
Oh.
And I think Kevin Bacon's on that list.
Kevin Bacon. Yeah. He's still on my list.
There was something about him. He wanted to change the world. He wanted to do something. He had gray hair.
Yeah, so if you have great hair, you have some pretty good looks, and you have that sort of idealism, that's it for you guys, right? Is that what we're talking about?
For me, I don't know.
Well, I know. What do you?
Courtney likes the pretty boys. I don't know.
Like Rob Lowe.
Thanks.
Rob Lowe just defines all physics. I mean, he really does. God damn, he's backwards. A handsome guy.
Remember About Last Night?
That's the
80s. Oh, God, I forgot that was them.
Where he plugs in two headsets to the stereo. He takes her back to his apartment, plugs in two headsets. He puts a headset on her and a headset on him and some music. So you feel like you're in this like private but strangely connected thing. And then he leans in to kiss her and the headsets fall off. And then, of course,
they make out.
Make love.
What was the song?
I can quote so that sexy. Movie.
What was the song? It was Farmer in the Dell, wasn't it?
But okay, I'm asking.
Judd Nelson.
Yes, he's on my list too.
Judd Nelson.
Again, because he's a bad boy. But Chris, I have to ask you, The Breakfast Club, if you had to choose between Molly Ringwald and Ally Sheedy, which one would you crush on?
That's this not always fair.
It's sort of a different interpretation of the Ginger or Marianne. Yeah, which has almost become a trope. But I would go Ally Sheedy just because I like weird. You get some Head and Shoulders, awesome. There's Selsun Blue, you'll be fine.
I identified more with Ally, but I'm wondering if the guys in general, did you, Laurie or Courtney, did you know any guys from that movie, which one they crushed on? Did they like the damaged sort of dark woman or did they like
They all thought they were Judd Nelson. They all thought... All the guys thought they were the cool guy.
Even if they weren't.
Yeah.
You meant the boys at the time.
No. The boys at the time that you knew, who did they crush on? Did they crush on the red? Did they crush on the crazy?
Well, I think most of them would have done the Molly Ringwald character. Although I do have my best friend from high school. He dated a crazy girl that was more of the Ally Sheedy character.
This is an interesting time to share some of the other, do some couple of call outs that spurned some discussions. So for Courtney, Helena also liked Michael Schuffling, which is Jake Ryan, but she also listed Keanu. So those are like
Keanu Now.
Different. I think Keanu Now is like he's retained a lot of it. Like I'd go for Keanu Now. I don't know if I'd go for Keanu then.
Here's something nobody would go for Keanu in is Little Buddha It's
I didn't see that.
Oh, it's bad. He's like the Buddha dude.
Okay, but let's be honest. He's not. Come on, Chris.
No, like, I think he's delightful. I think he's a really sweet person. I've never had a crush on him.
I'm talking about his acting. Although I live off of the John Wick.
Really?
Those are cool.
Live.
Cool. Yeah.
But
is it because you like the story or because you're crushing on Keanu?
Oh, because he's both. But he is badass and I love it. The fact that he goes after people because they killed his dog. I'm like, that's right. Go. All the way. Do it.
You can kill somebody if there's a dog.
If they touch your dog, it's over. No, I just love it.
So I got another interesting story. So Rita, she listed a couple of people, some musicians, including Sting. Mm. But she said that when she was a kid, she loved Henry Winkler. And she sent him a letter inviting him to a birthday party and got a postcard back with a picture of Fonzie on the front. And on the back, it said, "Happy birthday. Can you dig it? I wish I still had it."
Oh my gosh. I've had the pleasure of meeting him a couple of times.
Really?
Me too.
The nicest human being on the planet.
Totally.
And is just the most lovely person with the most amazing energy.
But it's cool when we see when people have crushes on people who we find out are assholes.
Yeah. And that happens
disappointing. In sports a lot, right? The people who like crush on somebody who's like great at a sports team. And you like people were crushing on the guy from, Patriots. He just left. Tom Brady. I think he's a dick. Goat. But people love him.
He's the goat.
He's right. But I think he's a dick. So that impacts my crushiness.
So do we go down the happy days path?
There's nobody there. I thought I was crushing.
There's nobody throwing Ralph Malph into that equation.
Oh, wait a minute.
It was Potsy and Ralph. And
I'm talking about Scott Baio. I'm not talking about Scott Baio now. I'm talking about Scott Baio then. And I was actually on the set once of Charles in Charge and got to meet him and was stumbling over my words. And now I would have kicked him in the nuts.
This is why we love you.
If I'd have known that he would become what he is, I would have.
I've forgotten Chachi entirely because I just think Happy Days. I think of the Fonz. I think of the.
Well, of course, but the ones that you mentioned. I mean, if you go down the path.
Opie, right.
Opie was Mayberry.
I know, but that character, Richie, Opie, for it, that. Yeah.
I mean,
he was Ron unappealing
Howard,
to me.
Ron Howard, the actor, the director. The multi-talented.
Here's a question for the gals, the ladies. Did anybody do the hairband dudes like coming out through the 80s? Bon Jovi. Well, yeah, you've mentioned Bon Jovi before, but I mean, did you go down like the, I'm trying to think of like the Rats
Kiss?
The Kiss was 70s and they were all kind of gross.
Quiet Riot.
Yes. Was there anybody out there that there was? No.
Not down that path, but Michael Hutchins from NXS. I saw them one summer 3 times.
Wow.
Because I had the biggest crush on Michael Hutchins.
He was a very handsome man, very talented, very, very good looking.
Sting has been my lifelong crush. Sting.
Okay. So that was the name I was supposed to bring up.
The iteration of Sting just gets better.
I didn't crush on him. I don't know why. Like when I came up with my list, I had to check it and go, what? Like the other people on the list here were Carrie Hughes, the guy from.
How do you pronounce that name?
I don't know.
In my entire life, I've never been able to pronounce that name.
Oops.
But he is the lead from Princess Bride. And
yes, that's why.
Elwes. How do you pronounce that?
Elwes.
Okay. Yeah. Dread Pirate Roberts. I just call him okay. Wesley.
The Princess Bride. Carrie. Well, say it again, Chris.
I can only say it once. Elwes, I think, right?
Elwes?
Sure, why not?
I wanted him to look at me that way. And he was cute. He was blonde and beautiful and all that stuff.
I liked him when he became the pirate.
I liked him better as the pirate.
He took ownership of himself and was a leader.
Versus the fluffy, beautiful hair where he says, as you wish, which is amazing. Yeah. But he got more into my heart a little bit as a pirate. Maybe I just like the bad boys again.
Keep going back to sort of this, other than Sting saving the rainforest and is amazing. But you guys sort of keep drifting back to this, a little bit of an undercurrent of the bad boys.
I own that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I totally own it.
Okay.
But
so
we were into
this podcast, Bad Boys and Mother Crushes.
Oh, Courtney,
Courtney's on fire today.
You haven't let me even.
Okay, Chris.
I'm going to take over.
More or less.
Okay, well, I did. These women are amazing that I've mentioned before, but if I'm going to be more in line with people my age, I would go somebody like, I think Winona Ryder was absolutely adorable. I think she's an amazing actress. I love Joan Jett,
Yes.
she's
good job.
A badass.
He's, you know, badass.
We accept that.
And there wasn't a lot. Music is really big and through that period of time for me. And there wasn't a lot of kick-ass people who did, you know, garage rock, which is, you know, garage rock and alt rock are my thing. And I love the Go-Go's. I mean, I thought the Go-Go's were fantastic.
Did you guys have girl crushes on the Go-Go Girls?
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And they were badass. Woman. So is Joan Jett. I love Joan Jett. And Pat Benatar.
Oh, Pat Benatar. Oh,
I just can't get that video where they're all dancing like this out of my head. What is that? Love is a battlefield. Yes.
Love is a battlefield.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're a woman, you'd understand.
But you
can't get it out of your head, Chris, because you can't connect and like her when she's that strong?
No, I think Pat Benatar is amazing. She had an amazing voice. But that video is just dumber than a bowl of Rice Krispies is from my point of view.
You're a girl, you get it. Just like
Gordon. Yeah, I'm sure.
God, so interesting. So you went for, you crushed on the women of music and Mary Tyler Moore.
There's nothing wrong with Mary. Stop making me sound out like this creep. She was adorable. And she was a young woman within the Dick Van Dyke.
She was married and had kids in that show. Just pointing that out to you. Big.
I think that came later. It was not in the first couple of seasons. So one of the things that sort of struck me is we talk about these crushes and the immediate thing that we sort of relate to are TVs and movies. And you start to think about like historic crushes that happened before the advent of all the social media, or even when we were growing up, and it was posters and cereal boxes and fanzines and
Tiger Beat
and Teen Tiger, whatever it was called.
Teen Tigers.
I mean, you had, for the ladies back in the day, you had the Rudolph Valentinos. You had, he was a huge star. You had John Barrymore's. Who's the guy?
Cary Grant.
Okay. Cary Grant. Nobody crushed on John Barrymore. Let's be honest. It was Cary Grant. Come on. Jimmy Stewart, if you wanted a little intellectual.
Really, at the beginning of all this, in terms of new media, you had like Clara Bow and, Mary, you know.
We're going to the 20s, baby.
You had Garbo, you know.
Garbo.
Mae West.
And then there are other who became popular people like Amelia Earhart, you know, kind of pixie-ish. I thought she was just adorable.
You know, but so crushable. So you had history.
Absolutely.
Crushes.
Well, yeah. I'm not going back to Abigail Adams that far or anything like that.
But if you go back to the 20s for Clara Bow, you're still going back.
Well, I'm not saying 100 years. I was just saying, what did people do before any of this? I mean, were you just waiting for, you know, the local Hearst paper or a Saturday Evening Post to come out, like to flip through the ads? Or do you have the Lux box of soap that you're looking at and crushing on the woman or whatever who's on there?
People didn't have time for crushes for most of history. So the first time you start getting into the imagination is the rise of the novel. It allows you to have the imagination of the mind. And that's really when you start having these like heroes and crushes and things like that that are happening, especially through the 19th century.
I had a mean crush on Miss Havisham.
Again, a mother figure. Can I just say?
He's joking. I hope you're joking.
I'm joking. Man, she was a looker.
But I'm interested in that too. I'd mentioned up front that we crushed as a kid in media because it was what we saw. But the notion of what we read, I don't remember a character in any of the books that I read where I was kind of like,
oh, the Lord of the Rings. Oh my gosh.
Oh,
I can't remember his name. He was played by Viggo Mortensen in the movie.
Yes, but I crush on him because of in the movie, but I couldn't crush on him in the book.
In the book, because he had that undying love for, you know, the elf and queen. And you're just like, oh, so great.
What about Ishmael from Moby Dick? I don't know.
Oh, wow.
You want to get the Ishmael or the Moby Dick?
I'm sitting this one out.
I know. You guys went dark.
This one out.
I was just like Ishmael. The name Ishmael.
That's good.
We're going down on that one. Have your crushes. I mean, we talked about a lot of them, and we have the pre and post hormonal based on Chris, which I think is a good distinction because I never really sort of put it that way. Jump ahead. Are there any crushes that you have now that you still had back then? Or are things just like Jake Ryan, when everyone saw that he was 60 and we're like, don't like him anymore?
No, I shifted to Antonio Banderas.
Oh.
And
Hugh Jackman. Trill with the Banderas.
Yeah, did you catch that? I caught that.
Antonio Banderas and Hugh Jackman were the two of my, once I, you know, grew up. And I got to meet Hugh Jackman. So, and he was just lovely.
Okay.
Just as lovely. I still have yet to meet Antonio Banderas. So if you're listening.
If he's on the show, when we actually go back in the studio, I'll send you a text.
Oh my God. Oh my.
And he's so amazing.
And she'd go up to him and she'd just
trill. I will dox it for you forever.
You can't meet him. You can just see him.
I will wipe your ankles down with mosquitoes.
Oh, don't. What?
Okay. Whoa. I don't know where we're going.
Sorry, I'm a married man.
The mosquito spray. No, it was mosquito spray.
Laura, you jumped when we talked about now.
Oh, I still have a crush on Rick Springfield.
So he just turned 70. You know,
he just turned 71.
But now, you've met him, right, Laurie?
No, I did not. I stalked him on Third Street Promenade and did not meet him because I didn't want to bother him.
I
shadowed. And because I was
afraid. Wait, we don't talk stalk. We want to say shadow. That's better.
You shadowed. You made sure he was not bothered by any other fans.
Well, that was the important thing. That was my job. No, I didn't want to be that crazy person. And now I regret it, of course.
Because you wanted to be the crazy person that came up and said, please sun my back, shine my boobs, sun my whatever.
Which I would never do. And then, of course, John Bon Jovi, I still live for.
So you don't have either of you. Well, you've changed, Courtney. Laura, you don't have new crushes. You're still loving your original crushes as we've aged.
I'll have to think about that one.
All right.
You, Eve. You've been quiet.
I'm going to go to Chris next. But
we're going to go to Eve next.
Okay. Your bad boy now.
My bad boy now, for some ungodly reason, Brad Pitt. I had to think back to when we were kids because really... I liked him pre-Angelina. And then once a lot of that stuff came out, I still thought he was cute. And it must be noted that nobody I've dated or married looked like him. And he's just, you know, it's that blonde, it's the hair, he's looking more like Redford every day.
He looks great in a suit too. Like he can really, if he's got a good suit on, man, he can really, really carry a suit.
He cleans up
great in every Ocean's movies.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you mad at him too, Chris?
No, we try not to meet people. People are coming into a place where they want to feel comfortable and you don't want to bother them.
This is why I shadowed Rick on Third Street. Well, there you go.
That was very respectful. Yeah.
Okay, but what about political crushes? I could go on for days.
Tell me one of your political crushes right now.
Okay, don't. And Courtney, put your microphone on mute.
Okay, you just give me shit.
Just put it on mute. Put it on mute. Put it on mute.
The minute I...
Eve, put it on mute. You guys, because... Bill Clinton is my political crush. Just live with it. Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Andrew Cuomo.
It's tough with Clinton. It's like if you
that's why I said just.
But I had a crush on him before Monica.
No, I just I have a crush on him. His smarts.
All right,
because he's so smart. All right,
Courtney. She's muted. She ain't coming off of mute.
She didn't do the gag me or anything.
All right, that's good.
And Chris, you were respectfully quiet as well. Thank you.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's fine. I thought you were going to go.
Why is Chris respectfully quiet, and I'm not gagging. Standard here.
I thought you were going to go like a former representative, like Harvey Waxman or whatever, the guy with the mustache from California. That would be one of your crushes. Believe me, he's a hunk.
I'm going to get in trouble by my friends for not calling out Gavin, but he's a little too.
I like Justin Trudeau.
Okay. Oh, yes. I could crush on Justin, and he's a Gen Xer, so he would understand us.
Just do yourself a favor. Look up Representative Henry Waxman. He'll be your new celebrity crush.
Please just make fun of you. Chris is making fun of you right now.
He's a looker. I got him the Congressional Hunk of the Month calendar back in the 90s. It looks like
he was mercy.
My congressman was on that.
Oh, he was.
I'm sure he's a lovely man.
Yes, I'm sure he is.
But okay, now that comes to a big question. The concept of hall pass.
Oh, hall passes.
Okay. Do everyone understand what a hall pass is? That somebody that if you were married to a couple or something, that if that person showed at the door, you'd just go with them.
I can't believe I've completely forgot George Clooney.
Oh, yeah.
There's my hall pass.
Oh, yeah.
It's because he is a chalet in Lake Cuomo, isn't it?
He sold that.
No, it's because he is so handsome and funny.
And smart and journalist.
Smart. And he reminds me of Cary Grant.
Yes.
He reminds me of old Hollywood.
Yes.
He has that quality.
So if he showed up at your door, Laurie, you'd be like, where are we going?
Yeah. Peace out.
No, you'd be going nowhere, Eve.
Take that hall pass. You're not coming back. You hear the car start driving down the road.
So my ex-husband, Catherine Zeta-Jones, was his hall pass. That if she showed up, I just had to be like, you guys have fun. But Courtney, you're married. Who is your hall pass?
From the same movie, from Zorro. I mean,
Zorro. Does he have to wear the mask? Does he have to have the sword when he comes to the door?
Oh, there'd be so many costumes. Oh, God. There'd be so many outfits.
Okay, then Chris, who's your hall pass?
I don't know.
Someone who was doing a
loser.
Who wrote a book. What's the most recent New York Times bestseller? That's his hall
pass. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Robert Caro is my hall pass.
Oh, come on.
You know, I remember having this conversation a long time ago. I just haven't had that conversation anytime recently. So
he's hedging.
I mean, there's some people. No, I'm not hedging. I mean, there's still people that I like interesting people. But if you want me to, I love Holly Hunter. I'll just go with that. I think she's great. That's pretty much exactly that. That's as much.
Which is not the point of a hall pass. The hall pass.
I'm fine with that. I'm just having a cup of coffee.
He's gonna have his own hall pass.
I don't want complications this late in my life. I've been married for too long.
But so wait. If we were in our 30s and we had set up hall pass, would that feel different than in our 50s?
Well, it depends how litigious we feel, I guess, on any different given day.
It's not real.
It's fantasy, Chris.
Oh, Charlie Sheen was my hall pass back then.
After his arrests, even?
I don't think he'd been arrested yet. In my 30s.
Jim Varney.
You're killing me, Chris. Andy Garcia.
Yes.
Oh, and yes. Al Pacino. I know he's gotten old, but he's still my hunka.
But we're getting back, with Andy, because Andy was hot too. But there's something about sort of, is that a generational thing? Did we like people because we thought they were pretty and hot, or did we like them because they were interesting? Or both, or we can't generalize.
Two sides.
And if you had both, then that made the perfect crush? Or were you okay with one or the other? Farrah Fawcett on the wall was not for her brain.
Did you like Farrah, Chris?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I didn't really watch the show.
She was really like a sister to him.
That's creepy.
And some kind of wonderful.
Oh.
You have the two girls. You have the one with short hair.
She was Mary Stuart Masterson.
Yes.
She was adorable.
But that's again the same. I mean, it's maybe not be the same thing as the ginger and the brunette issue, but you had the hot girl and the interesting girl who happened to be a tomboy.
Yeah. Tomboys. Maybe more towards that kind of thing. But before I got married, I dated all different types of people. I ended up with somebody who's short of stature and feisty. So I guess maybe there was something to that.
And I'm learning so much about all you guys that for some reason, I don't know why, Chris, I thought that you would have some more hotties versus cuties in your...
Me too.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I don't know why. I think because I think I saw you at grad school date hot women.
They were a person,
smart, talented.
Very talented and very smart. Yeah.
I mean... Yeah. Oh, guy. Okay, here's a question for a guy, our one guy. Glasses, no glasses on a woman.
Well, if she needs glasses, then she should wear them.
That's the point. The point is there are lots of people who fall for women, nerdy women in glasses.
Oh, yeah, but the men never make passes at women who wear glasses.
Yes.
That's a bunch of bullshit.
What does Liz think about you doing a podcast with three women? Does she have to care?
This is cool. She hasn't listened to it yet. Yeah, no, she thinks it's cool because, A, she doesn't have to deal with me for 2 hours, which is cool.
Courtney's nodding. She's happy that her husband...
I don't annoy her for 2 hours. I don't ask, is the dishwasher cleaner or dirty for 2 hours? So that's always a plus.
That's good. Back to reality. And that's, I think, the notion of crushes, I think, took us away from reality. The crushes that I have, although I'm still thinking about Clinton, I don't think I could have that political... I just can't. I can't look at him.
All right.
Ooh. But Barack, I could. I don't know.
In his prime, Kennedy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I have a crush on Michelle Obama.
Yes.
Doesn't everybody?
Okay. That's another topic. So as adults, I mean, when we were kids, I think that we picked our opposite sex. But as adults, do you have celebrity crushes on same-sex people?
If you're defining just a crush as somebody you admire for who they are and what they do, absolutely. Anthony Bourdain was just an exceptional human being. I think he gave so much. I think his programs were fantastic. He was a really good writer. He showed people in the West that get your ass out and travel. Be open to other things other than your own biases and experiences. And he was just a badass. So.
Yeah. He was.
You know, that would be mine.
Okay. Any same-sex, Courtney, any same-sex crushes these days?
Michelle Obama.
Back to Michelle. Is it because her arms?
No. I have a crush on her because she is a self-made woman who worked really hard to get where she was and happened to be married to someone who became president. Mm-hmm. And I think she navigated that path with a lot of grit and dignity, but still didn't shy away from the opportunities it gave her to have a voice and to try to do good things for our country. And in the post White House years, I feel like she is stepping into her own strength and has her own podcast. And I'm really excited to see what she does next.
She's so serious. Oh my God, you got so serious, but you're right. But you're so serious. Lori. Same sex crush, anybody?
I mean, of course I love Michelle Obama, but I was a big Hillary supporter, so I loved everything about she. I just always felt like she got a bad rap because she's so smart. She's so smart.
All three of us had serious ones.
I don't have a serious one.
Who do you have?
You're going to laugh.
Go ahead.
We love you.
Julia Roberts.
Which era?
I don't think it matters, frankly. Every man that I've talked to does not like Julia Roberts because they think she's horsey.
That's not true.
Yes. No, what is the deal with that?
I think I just like that she has finally, I mean, it took a long time to sort of figure out her shit. And I appreciated that because it felt real, even though it was stupid. She married a lot of people. But as she's become a mother, as she's become a person out there, it took her late to get into Instagram, which I always love. And I think that you look at her, she's still who... I think that's another theme of this podcast too, is that we are still the creative, cool, interesting people we were back then. We've just grown up into it.
She's comfortable in her own skin. I mean, I think also, you know,
that's what's sexy.
Funny and smart go a long way in the world. You know, we used to joke, I think my wife and I used to talk about this way back, but you got to talk to people eventually.
Right. You can't just sit there and look pretty all the time.
No, you can't just have romantic endeavors and not have a conversation. It's like, it really comes down to that. And I'm not discounting any of the women of the 70s. I mean, like somebody like, who is Wonder Woman? Help me out here.
Oh, Linda Carter. Yeah. Linda Carter.
It's just a beautiful woman and just a badass too. But it really is. It's the whole package. And I think that as you get older, the whole package means a hell of a lot more.
I fell in love with my husband because he made me laugh, and he still does.
It goes a long way, doesn't it? You know?
Yeah.
But I like the fact that all four of us really have talked about the crushes. Like, sure, there's a flash in the pan, cutie cute, but it's the sustainability of people as a person and what they put back that makes them appealing to you.
And I think in real life too, as opposed to crushes, it's also about timing. Like, you're the one for me. It's like, there's 4 billion people out there. Chances are, there's probably at least 3 or 4 people that you can get along with for the rest of your life. But it really comes down to timing. Your first crush and then your first girlfriend or boyfriend in high school, it's just the first. Then you move on and everybody takes their path. And ultimately, that makes you who you are now. Even the good and bad ones, it still becomes who you are at this point.
Thank you, Oprah.
Thank you.
Jeez, now we're going to say that's so deep.
I pulled up, how do you pronounce Carrie?
Oh, this is a good closer.
How?
Carrie Elwes.
Elwes.
Elwes?
Elwes. Carrie Elwes.
I wonder if it was his name, too. The fact that he wasn't just like Joe Smith. There was something about his name that made him sort of appealing.
So, Chris, you were closest.
You get the prize.
Chris gets the prize. Give him a sticker.
I get a pie.
Yes. Okay. Well, now we know. And for those of you out there who were crushing, I would still go for him. I mean, he's older than we are, but I'd still go for him.
That much older than we are. I mean, anything after, when you're after 40, all of those, like,
you got to be within. Blends.
When you got to be within 5 years or whatever, the further on it goes, the less creepier it is. Unless it's like somebody who's like Anna Nicole Smith married that Texas
old guy
who was like,
oh, yeah, that was
96 when she was 22. That's too far. Anything after 40, who the fuck cares?
He's only 57, Eve.
Yeah.
Okay, but Clooney's in his 60s. Clooney's still okay because he's Clooney.
Of course. Please. After 40, who gives a shit? It's like, okay. It doesn't matter anymore. It's a carte blanche. You can't go the other way. You can go as far that way.
We can go older. We can't go younger.
Clooney's only 59.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I guess that makes sense. So if I had a crush on like a 20-year-old YouTuber, you guys would yell at me.
Mostly because they were a YouTuber.
Yeah, I didn't have no respect for you because they were a TikToker.
But if he was a Pulitzer Prize winning author, Chris would be all
that. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
It would be the YouTuber thing, not that he was 20.
Not the age. Not the fact that I could be his mother a couple times over.
If you write the next Great Gatsby, then it's all fine.
Okay.
But if you're putting videos of yourself
in your underwear
out of
dancing
your ass, then no. There's hilarity. I'll stick a firecracker in my ass. And no. You're literally making a
weird left turn here,
dumber. You're making the entire human race more stupid. Stop it.
No young, stupid YouTuber crushes, but anyone over 50?
Fair game. Keep him under 80.
40, 30, yeah.
All right. That's it for us this week. We've learned a lot about our hosts. Like, Mary Tyler Moore is going to be for a while, Chris. I'm sorry. Thank you for listening to Gen X Stories. Drop us a note at hello@genxstories.com with your own take on this. And if we have an opportunity, we may do some shout outs in the future. You could also subscribe to Gen X Stories on your favorite podcast app. Follow us on Instagram @GenXStories or join our ever-growing Facebook group. We all have a Gen X story. What's yours?